It's really starting to look festive around here. I'm Lucianne Lance. It's time to check out the weekend events, and you'll see why. He is Michael Bright, calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Welcome back, Michael.
Hi, Lucianne. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for putting together all these great events, because when people pick up a copy of that monthly read, the Ann Arbor Observer, they're going to find out about people, about issues, everything you need to know about Ann Arbor and the region. And in the back pages is that comprehensive listing of all of the events going on. Michael comes in each week to give us a few of them. I see the three shopping districts downtown Ann Arbor have banded together to bring us a little holiday cheer this weekend.
Yeah, a whole lot of holiday cheer this weekend. Thanks, Lucianne. Good to be here. Midnight Madness going down Main Street, Ann Arbor Association. They have shopping and all that going on late night on Friday with carolers, silent disco, Santa mailbox taking letters from kids. A lot of fun stuff going on down on Main Street. You also have Kindle Fest over in Carytown. That's going on Friday night as well. Similar time, kind of 5 to 10 p.m. There'll be German food, food trucks, mulled wine, German beer, a lot of festive things going on there, fires going on there. Pioneer High School Choir will be singing. There'll be caroling, some music by the Ann Arbor Concert Band Brass Choir. A lot of fun stuff going on downtown on Friday night.
Even a little mulled wine will be available.
That's right. Keep you warm.
Yeah, it will indeed. State Street area doing the same thing. The State Street District, they've got a lot of activities too. Not to mention between all of those, the Social District, and you can carry your beverage with you.
Yeah, from Fort, so you can go right up Liberty there from Main Street to State Street and, yeah, bring your mulled wine with you.
All right. It's all happening tonight. What else is going on around town?
So this weekend is the annual Gilbert and Sullivan Society production. So they're putting on The Gondoliers, which is, of course, one of Gilbert and Sullivan's operettas. It's about two handsome gondoliers who are briefly made kings for a day. So there's a lot of funny happenings that come after.
Are gondoliers the one who guide those boats?
Yes,
oh,
the poles.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's lighthearted. It's funny. It's kind of musical satire, but these are great productions done by kind of a mix of townies and U of M folks. So check it out. 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. It's at the Lydia Mendelson Theater, which is the perfect venue to see a Gilbert and Sullivan show.
All right, I understand there's a championship in town for what?
This Saturday is the Washtenaw Area Pickup Robotics Championship, which I thought was really neat. It's, high school robotics teams from around the area pit their robots against each other in fast, fun two-on-two fights.
The robots go at it. As long as they don't turn on us.
Apparently pretty competitive, so these kids are very serious about it. The finals start at 5 p.m., but it's going on all afternoon, 2 to 5 p.m., out at the Ann Arbor District Library Warehouse on Parkland Plaza off Jackson Road.
On the west side of Ann Arbor. The 146th running of Handel's Messiah.
Yeah, this always happens every December here. It's one of the more festive things going on. It's been continuously played, this oratorio, since the spring of 1879, which was the first performance and at Hill Auditorium. They've done it every year since. So features a sing-along of the Hallelujah Chorus, and there'll be some soloists in, guest soloists from out of town. But it's a big production put on by UMS and the University Choral Union.
2 days.
2 days. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Sunday, 2 p.m. at Hill Auditorium. Tickets go from $17 to $48.
All right. And then Sunday, got a couple of, again, Christmas-themed events.
Yeah, we're leaning heavily into the holiday theme this weekend. There's a country Christmas at Cobblestone Farm. It's a recreation of a cozy mid-19th century Christmas with period decorations, wood stove cooking, storytellers, docent tours. And that's a free event going on Sunday after all day, 10 to 4 p.m.
And here's an unusual one.
Yeah, I'll cap it off with this. Back to Carytown Sunday. It is the 26th annual Ann Arbor Tuba Christmas. And it is a large ensemble of tubas, euphoniums, sousaphones, baritone horns. And they all come together to play festive music. It's a good time. It's a big band. I guess this is a kind of national thing. But this is our own version of it. It's gone on for a long time, and another chance to go down to Carytown to be festive.
Two to three on Sunday. Yeah. And that's outdoors. Right?
That's outdoors. Dress warm.
Yeah, indeed. Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks to Michael Bright at the Ann Arbor Observer. You can visit AnnArborObserver.com for more information and get a complete listing of all the events happening. And this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.